second. Ready?
Let me tie my ascot.
That's you look great.
Now they just have to take you to the closet and tell you what to earn your merit badge. Alright, guys. Yeah, are we recording?
Yeah, we are.
Alright, cool.
Alright, hold on. It's true. Got Tyler Ascot. Tequila sunrise. Can I see the spoon?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not that strong.
It's a big glass. This is a pint.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pint glass. Poured like half of the tequila.
I don't need it. It's cool.
So you have a little red thing at the bottom.
That's fine.
Yeah. Are there cherries in this usually? Or are there
raspberries.
Raspberries? Really?
Yeah.
There's what?
Raspberries in this.
Raspberries.
This sounds like sleigh bells right now, probably.
Sleigh bells.
Yeah. Well, that is delightful.
That is really nice.
We should have tequila sunsets next.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
You'd pull on your leg.
It's sunrise, why not? Who do you judge? Oh, yeah. Who do you judge?
It's like this, like a dark rub.
Who do you judge? Yeah. Yeah, if you really like it, you go sunset, sun down.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard with that.
That was really bad.
Rich Cassidy and the sun tequila sunrise.
This is still so much better than Dark Fart, though.
Dark Fart?
Duck Fart.
Dark Fart is what you had after. Yeah.
After Duck Fart, you had Dark Farts.
As many as you drank, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I had to. All the rest tough. Of you guys left like a whole cup left behind.
Because it was disgusting. Dan was angry about it.
I did was very get a little angry. About it.
It's your people's stuff. You know that, right?
My people, Alaskans?
Yes, white people.
Oh.
I didn't know Dan was from Alaska. I thought it was like...
Alaskan whites are different than other whites.
Wow!
Sorry.
Yeah, they're actually Eskimos.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a more fertile...
I think the native people are Eskimos, Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a deeper cultural history.
You
should
probably fall asleep on some blue planet or something. Expand your horizons.
Oh, my God.
Broader than the tequila sunrise.
That's what I meant.
I think it's got a beautiful color. It looks like a big stick.
Yeah.
I actually made drinks with the big stick.
What's your drinks? A vodka drink?
Yeah. Poured a bunch of vodka over a big stick. Didn't have any mixers. It was delicious.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Where were you? What were you doing? You just at home?
Yeah. Why does that matter, Dan? Why is that important? Why is it important to the story?
I want to know how it evolved. How'd that story
It just did. You know, ask where Adam comes from.
I think it's a lot better if you say that it happened to your house as opposed to, like, I went to a party at a fraternity and they were having big stick ones. Like, you did it when you were alone.
I wouldn't go to that fraternity. I'd go to the sorority.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that was pretty much trying to welcome you guys in. We're just catching up. But this is Open Your Mouth Podcast. We're on state number 3, Arizona.
Episode number 999.
Yes, sir. Whichever. Minus 2 something.
That was a long intro. That's
yeah.
Like 3 minutes.
But it's like... It just represents how much we miss each other. It's been a long time.
We have a shout out to my man, Wes. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
I am a sheep.
There you go. Wes dog.
Wes side.
Dude, that should be his total tag name. But I was talking earlier, just like,
you talking about my son like that?
Dude, he has a freaking dope radio voice. I would totally listen to him. Like, seriously. Like, if you gave him, like, a script and he started reading it, like, he was reading the news or he was just talking about, like, any kind of, like, everyday event, it'd be so freaking awesome.
All right, back up here because nobody knows what we're talking about. It's Dan's son.
We don't want to.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
he's a beautiful young man. Let's get back on track.
You can talk about him that way because you're his
dad. Dan talked about him the most creepy out of all of us.
I know. Seriously. Why I said that shit?
It's a term. It's
unique. New York.
Start again with your intro.
Got it.
Let's recap.
It's fine.
Yeah, recap. All right,
recap.
Let's over with.
Let's wrap it up.
It was hell. All
right, so we're doing this 50 states. This
thanks, guys.
50 states, 50 drinks, kind of.
That's a wrap.
That was a great episode.
Like two drinks that we had for Alabama. We did the Alabama.
The Alabama.
And then we did the Yellowhammer. Both of those drinks, very, very good. Great for summer. Baby juice, right? And great for parties, and really easy to make, guys.
This is so nice around my neck.
Oh my goodness! All right,
it looks good.
And then we jumped into Alaska. We only did one cocktail. We did Duck Farts, which was Crown, Kahlua, and Bailey's. And now we're into Arizona. We're doing Tequila Sunrises, which, you know, for the name, just kind of want to go into it. I know, a little information, education.
Yeah, hurry up.
Okay, sorry. It's
pretty boring.
Got it.
Pretty dry here.
It tastes good.
So yeah, basically, there's the grenadine that's in here, there's orange juice, and tequila. This is pretty much three ingredients. You can garnish with whatever you want. It is delicious, really easy to drink, and I can see why it's such a popular drink.
It's a beautiful color.
Yeah. So the reason why they got its name is because their appearance, basically when you start stirring, it's supposed to be like a sunrise. It gives a sunrise.
Sunrise, I like it. Yeah, yeah. I can see a sunrise in Arizona. Yeah, totally. It's a nice red hue. Yes, we just need some blues.
Seriously,
I didn't know it had anything to do with the color. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Should have more drinks. We should have another whole episode thing devoted to drinks and color.
That would be awesome. During Hawaii,
probably do it during Black History Month.
There we go again. Let's end that. Let's stop.
But the first one that we made was
awesome. This thing is so good.
Don't you laugh and judge me. Don't you laugh and then judge me.
Yeah, I was going to say that we started this first drink with silver tequila.
This is really good.
So silver tequila is just what? It's supposed to be 100% agave, not aged.
I really don't know much about tequilas. I know I like the aged ones, like añejos.
Añejos are aged 12 months.
I think it's like a 9 to 12. Yeah.
Okay. And then reposado is 6 months.
6 to 9, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Reposado is older. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. No, añejo is older.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. 6 to 9. Silver is like just 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and a blanco is 0.
Yep.
Have you guys had mezcal? It's like from like what they make tequila out of.
No, but I know that's like kind of like the new thing.
It's Mexican moonshine. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. But you can. There's no laws to it, mm-hmm. so I guess you can add things to it and make it interesting. Play around with it. A little bit.
Yeah, a lot of places when you go to like the popular places, like they bring in other shops and they try to tell you that they're giving you some mezcal shot or some homemade tequila.
That's really moonshine.
Basically, it's probably just a mix of tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
Moonshine is really good.
It can be. It depends on what.
Some of them are pretty good, though. So like, you kind of wonder, like, man, maybe I'm drinking something pretty cool.
Mm.
But it's kind of like a, you know, kind of a, what would I say? It's a friendly way to get customers in.
Yeah, get everybody a little warm. Buzzy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like one of those touristy things. You feel like you're going off the beaten path a little bit, or, you know, getting shown something. It's not the usual.
Yeah.
As you buy your poncho, drink out of your coconut.
You're just like so stoked.
your pina colada out of the pineapple.
Yeah, like a poncho. What
are those other ones with the hoods?
Yeah.
Those hooded ponchos. The surfers wear.
It's called the trail, but it's kind of just where all the distilleries are. But you go like, oh, I went to the Bourbon Trail, and you hit all these distilleries. But we went to this one just before it was like cut with water, and it was tasted fantastic. And then it like just gave you this awesome, warm, fuzzy buzz.
It's a cool documentary I watched on Bourbon. I think it was on Amazon Prime.
Was it called Meat?
Yes.
It's also on
everything.
Oh, maybe I watched it on Hulu.
It's called Meat?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't really, I'm not a big fan of bourbon. It's kind of like at the low end of my totem pole there.
What?
I mean, I like what I don't think I've been exposed enough to it. I love whiskeys and scotches, but
when you come back, I'll give you a bourbon like blowdown.
Come back from where?
It's just exposure.
Where the hell am I going?
My place.
Oh,
I have like 8 bourbons sitting in my room.
I have like Knob Creek.
Yeah, I have 8 bourbons sitting in my room.
Do you have the rye one or the regular one? Like that?
Oh, I have like Frontier. Yeah, I mean, like those are okay, but I just feel like I don't have like. The exposure, like, yeah, exactly. The exposure, like, I've had, like, scotches and other whiskeys.
Yeah. So it's a huge craze right now. Everyone's into it.
Fucking hipsters.
Hipsters.
Goddamn hipsters.
They're ruining everything.
I had, what's the one with the, starts with a B.
Bullet? Boulet?
No.
The nice one
with the Pappy.
Forest or
no, the one with the little horse on it.
The horse? Blanton's.
Blanton's. Yeah. That was nice. I drank that because it's John Wick.
John Wick. Oh,
I didn't see John Wick. He drinks Blanton's in that?
You haven't seen John Wick?
You gotta be shitting me, Dan. You've gotta see John Wick. What the hell are you doing with your
life? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're raising a little boy.
I know.
Watch your man movies from every now and again.
His ass up. Jesus. There's already a number 2 and they're already started filming number 3.
I can't believe I failed so hard.
No, you're not going to baseball next week. You're coming over early and watching John Wick before the episode.
I want to see PTA Dan turn on John Wick and turn it up.
Yes.
I know it's popular. I know everybody. Someone messes with their dog, and then he just kills it, the shit out of everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the wife.
First the car, and then the dog.
It's like the dog, his wife left him.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the story.
Well, we're not. I mean, don't worry.
You know it within the first 5 minutes of the movie. So.
Exactly. That's
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! If you read the synopsis, if you read the back of the DVD cover.
Don't mess with the boogeyman.
John Wick 1 is good, and John Wick 2 is good, too.
They're actually both pretty good. They're good. First one more, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's the usual how they go, but...
Is this as good as a tequila sunrise?
It's better, actually.
That would definitely,
I think it's,
that would definitely be a sunset.
Yeah. That's good. That's right. Well put. Done. Well done.
That's highly really available. I'm going to put this in the category like Alabama Slamma or Lillehammer. This thing is
powerful. Lillehammer?
No, you know what? I would get
it's
this.
It's not called Lillehammer?
Yeah, Gulliver's Travels. They drank tequila sunrises. It's a Lilliput.
Oh my goodness. No, I would give
this. I thought you meant like a Yellowhammer.
You know what? Yeah, I would give this
like
one.
Lillehammer? Like at the Olympics?
Littlehammer.
Littlehammer?
You know what all those gymnastics people got?
Oh, John. Skip. To the next.
Wow, this is
a really good drink.
This is a very unedited show. Actually, we haven't learned how to.
I haven't even had that much. I'm not even drunk or buzzed.
Which is actually worse.
Yeah, I know. This is raw and just nothing. It's just
this is a kids show. Jesus.
Yeah, John Wick.
This is actually not as good as the Alabama Slammer and the Yellowhammer.
I don't know. I think it's really good.
We should figure out what a Lillehammer is.
I don't want to know, man.
Lillehammer.
What was that?
No, I would give this thing a B+, and the other two are A's.
All right, sure.
I mean, I don't know. I like this a little bit.
I like this a lot too.
It's not like super fruity. Like, I feel like it would get like after too many Alabama Slammers, too sweet.
Okay,
like way too sweet.
I gotta be careful. I want like 4 of these right now.
Well, you're gonna have like 2 more.
Because so. Alabama Slammers like drinking like fruit punch. It's good at first, but then you're like,
yeah,
it's too sweet. You always want to throw up. Threw up like a sea of red, like in The Shining.
What do you think this is gonna be like? Okay, so since we're kind of moving, we're kind of itching towards it, we might as well talk about it right now. Applications, right?
Uh-huh.
So basically, where would you have this drink besides like
beach?
A beach,
summer,
yeah. Little
tropical,
little hummer, got it.
Tropical hot weather for
is
sure.
A little hummer someplace.
I'm going, yeah.
I couldn't imagine like drinking this like in the winter, like in the snow, like going outside, it was like 30 degrees. It just wouldn't seem right. That's when I would want a bourbon. Bourbon makes you feel all warm.
Why are you drinking scotch?
Or scotch, yeah. I think scotch and bourbon are really close.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's just one's corn, one's peat,
yeah.
Barley.
Yeah, they could be really closely related. This thing just makes you want to drink it and have another one and then just throw your glass.
Wow.
So I want another. It
gets you pumped up for some reason.
Let's start a party, party. Party,
party. You're like Andrew WK. It must rage. Be the tequila.
This is definitely on the rage list.
This would be like a happy hour drink.
Yeah. This would be on the rage list. Like, in summertime, I'm drinking a bunch of these and raging hard. And, like, adding definitely as much tequila as you added.
Mm. Yeah, this is the 4th of July.
I'm curious.
Like, M80s.
With my breath. Because I've been drinking these all day.
This is like just hammered, sweaty, puke girls are like, oh god, I remember him, that gross guy.
You're like in Beer Fest when he's like thinking he's so cool and like, and the girl's just like, what?
So great. And like in his head, he's like super cool, like, hey.
That's good separating this. Mm. Oh, yeah, let's have another one.
Feels nice, but this thing is hot.
You asked for it with the ascot. You can't take it off now. You should not drink these with an ascot. If you're in that, you're like, I'm in the wrong climate.
I have tied one of Dan's fancy napkins that his wife left out. She shouldn't have. Around my neck as an ascot.
It's a high threat.
It's delightful. It's very nice, but very warm.
You look like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I feel like one. Why would you be in khaki? You guys bought them, I didn't.
I don't know. I think it might have been like a pillow.
Like that's what it looks like. It does look like a pillowcase.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I want to compare this to like a margarita, right?
All right.
I can.
I want to see like versus like head on like what it would do. You know what I mean?
I can drink this with a room.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What it would do?
Like, you know, don't you want to like see like the comparison? Because you see margaritas everywhere here in like Southern California, but it's like, why don't we see more tequila sunrises? I don't get to see them as much.
Yeah, I feel like they get a bad rap a little bit.
Mm. Why?
Like maybe people have like overindulged on them.
Why? Just as much as margaritas.
I don't know.
I feel like this would be great with like.
That's a great question.
This would be a great brunch one,
like a tahine rim.
Dude, that'd be or that's
like,
a great with, idea.
Like sugar, like you know, like the Mexican candies.
Yeah.
Is that what tahine is?
Yeah.
Candy.
Like chili lime.
Yeah.
Oh, those.
Like sweet? Yeah. No, but sweet.
Chamayo.
Hmm. Yeah.
Chutney.
No. I love chamayo. I have to get it everywhere.
You know, like those things What's you push that? Out, like little, like here. Seen those Mexican candies that you like push?
Oh yeah.
You've never had
it's
this?
Like a little chili, like candy, chili salt.
Yeah, that was weird. When I used to be
it's a tamarind. It's tamarind. That's tamarind. That's what I meant. There you go. That.
Those candies tamarind. For kids. Like, I was like, what? This isn't candy. It's all salty.
It's delicious. You tasted it after you confiscated it?
No.
It's the white man oppressing. No. The white man oppressing.
From you guys.
You guys.
No, it's like sweet.
What do you mean, you guys?
It's like a chili. It's like a sweet chili. It's delicious.
It's not like candy. It's like salty. It's like savory. It's
that well, see, that's not, that just shows that's that their the palate is just that much more
that's
sophisticated.
That's not the thing we're talking about.
Yeah. Everyone that enjoys it.
The brown man.
Touché.
So, interesting fact.
Yes.
State law as of January 2017.
Like, way to segue.
Yeah. But. Okay, so this is just an interesting thing that I found out. Arizona joined 41 other states in relaxing laws regarding wine shipments for personal consumption. So you can get up to 6 cases of wine per year shipped to your home.
Oh, yeah, that used to be a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? And unlimited amount of ammo.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
Ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wine. Why would you limit wine but not understand?
So, but everything else, all the other laws they have, pretty simple. Liquor can be served at a licensed business from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Don't they have like the unmanned like speeding things, speed traps?
Oh, really?
Hey, like if you're speeding on the freeway, they can just send you a ticket.
Oh, by the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. They always have the signs on the side of the road. Did you hear that thing this week that they're trying to do, like, to make the time that bars close here at, like, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago I heard about that.
But I just heard about it again this week because they were talking about the election.
Like, yeah, that's what we need. Yeah.
I think it's terrible.
It is terrible.
Yeah. I don't think it's good.
No. I mean, because you could drink from home and just be sick.
Imagine?
But, yeah, it's just...
I mean, PTA down, you'd be going that much harder.
That was a one-time thing.
Just staying up and picking up Wes.
How can it be a one-time thing if you already have that nickname? You don't get a nickname from a one-time thing.
You have t-shirts. You just have t-shirts.
It has to occur many times for it to become a nickname.
No.
It has to be, like, part of your... Like,
I only slept in the bushes one time, and, like, something I got the name.
There you go,
Bushmaster.
All right. This is good. Okay.
And it wasn't like a frequent thing, Dan. It happened one party, and that was it.
Whatever, Bushmaster.
I drank the punch bowl from Tom of Cherries that our buddy made, and I had a shit ton of Tom of Cherries to the point of drinking the juice that they were in. And then the cops came, broke up the party, and I ran out the door, and slept in the bushes. I thought that was the safest place. That's it.
That's a great. Josh, what's your nickname? I don't have one for you.
No one's given me one yet.
Oh, that's the first thing on the agenda. Whipped.
Whipped. Call him Django.
Django. Because
his wife's. God,
we don't know that. That's not.
No, it's true.
No.
Do this.
Do this
hand motion when you see my wife. And she will know exactly
what
you're
talking about.
It's understandable.
She's very proud of it.
You know, she's a delightful young lady.
I think she's awesome. I think she's awesome.
Nice,
so.
Exactly. See, that's why. When you do that, when you see her, grab your fist as if you're grabbing a pair of balls in your hands like this and look at her. And that way, she knows.
She gets warm fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call it, that's your nickname, warm fuzzy.
No. Didn't stay.
You see, our nickname
trying too hard.
Have to do with drinking. And then his is about something else. It has to have drinking.
Slavery.
Hiccups?
No, I don't hiccup.
Sandman, because he just goes right to sleep.
Sandman. That's pretty good.
No. I have to make this
I looked at my phone the other day.
I really made this
too
tight.
And we have all those pictures of, like, when he passed out, you have that banana in his mouth and stuff.
I don't have that picture.
Oh, I got it.
You need to send that to me. Wal was asking me for that. He somehow knows about that picture.
How does he know about that picture?
Did you tell him? Do you know
I didn't tell him.
I don't know.
He asked me about it today.
I told him.
How did you know?
So we went to our buddy's...
you probably did it this weekend.
We went to our buddy's daughter's graduation.
After the Johnny Walker Blue.
And our buddy invited us over, our coworker, who we've never hung out with. I've never hung out with him, but he's awesome. We went over there. He invited us. And we didn't know her, but we just drank with the whole family. It was great. And we have all these amazing pictures. It was a great time. It was really nice.
You had Johnny Walker Blue.
We had a bunch of Johnny Walker Blue. We killed three bottles.
Wow.
Walt gave me the inventory list and then told me the price.
Yeah.
We drank about $1,400 worth of liquor.
Wow, that's a party.
In one night between just the four of us, four or five of us.
Wait, what happened now?
So how was it? How was Johnny
Walker
Blue?
We went through three bottles of Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah. Was it
any good? Then he named like two other bottles, which I forgot what were, but I know they're kind of pricey. What?
Was it any good?
Yeah. I actually liked that. I thought that was all right.
We had Patron that night, too. I know we had
Patron.
We had a lot of Patron.
To the point of, like, our friend, like, fell over.
Wait, which friend?
Wow, I'm so stoked.
You remember he fell?
I don't remember Hua falling.
You fell with him.
How awesome is that, that he invited all his friends from work to his daughter's graduation party?
It's
and, like,
awesome.
All those guys were falling over.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad it wasn't like a kid's party, like the bounce house.
Like, hey, kids,
like
here's a tequila sunrise.
Like all the kids are crying because we own the bounce house.
Maybe y'all should try harder in life.
just own.
I know, seriously.
You guys are jerks. You guys are, that's terrible.
No, because, you know, he invested a lot in his daughter's education and family and life, so, you know.
It was cool.
Total cause for celebration.
It was nice. It was a really nice family.
That's really good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and, like, just meeting the other family, because they were drunk before we got there.
They were wasted.
Yeah,
one of the cousins, like, invited me to drink first. It was great.
Yeah, it was insane. So, the food was great.
Oh, God.
The food
was
really great.
It's the best when you go to, like, a party like that, and, like, the family just goes, come drink with us. And they just want you to...
Stop drinking!
You don't know them? Yeah, and then they go, stop drinking. That's like, so funny.
Yeah, then there's like, oh my gosh, your friends. I can't understand why they can drink so much.
Wow. Speaking of that, that's another
Yes, I'll have another.
Are we going to pause it, or are we going to just... You guys going to keep talking, I'll make it.
We're going to pause for a brief
interview. Yeah, sure. Let's do a little pause here.
Someone's gonna fart.
Slink out. Yeah, don't pinch it. Cheers.
Totally is not
cheers
there,
too.
Man. Cheers too.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth cup.
This is a different tequila, better tequila. This is Cuarelejo.
Yeah, but Reposado. I was watching Josh. He was cheap with it.
Yeah, really cheap on the good stuff.
He's trying to pour the other one out like water.
He said two shots is too much.
Well, you yeah, asshole, why'd you hold back on the good one?
Yeah, now because we're kind of ripped a little bit.
This would be the one you should have done it.
You should add some.
Yeah, I'm going to make some room right now.
Make some room, I'll throw a shot in.
Hey, that one smelled really good, too.
Yeah.
It's the first one I've had before.
It's really good. I like that tequila. Yeah. That's why I got it. It's one of my favorites. I think it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's one of the oldest in Mexico, too.
I didn't know that. I don't know a lot about that either.
You know, tasting it, my preference, one shot instead of two shots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Overpowers it a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't think so. I liked it. I liked it the other way. Yeah.
These bitches.
Two against one.
Yeah,
I liked it the other way. You know what? I like it Josh's way. I'm going to call it Josh's way.
Yeah, not Carlito's way. Josh's way.
Not this little... That's this little bitch pansy way.
That's your new name.
Not this bitch pansy, I gotta get home early way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, would you give me juice? Good. This is... I feel like I'm drinking a detox.
I feel like this is fake.
Yeah. This is fake news.
This is what like a mom gives you at the end of the night.
This is like what drinking fake news tastes like. You got most of mine on the table, you jerk. And they're wasting the good stuff. What's wrong with you?
Get a straw. You know, that's a joke at Costco that never falls flat.
What's that?
Something spills.
What are you doing, man?
You're talking to someone and they're like, I'm like, hey, I wish we had a straw. Every time people laugh. Every freaking time.
You know, people say they like alcohol, but like how many of them actually really like alcohol? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who knows? Know what
I'm saying?
Is there free samples?
Know what I mean?
I like that tequila smell. You know, I don't
like it. Trader Joe's can have free samples of alcohol, but we can't do shit.
We're had free samples.
It's awesome.
Trader Joe has every...
You want to Costa Mesa or something like that out there?
Every weekend that Ralph's has wine tastings.
What?
Every weekend you go there on the weekends and you get
Ralph's
three...
Off of fourth?
Three or four shots. The one in that one off PCH. Every man, you can get a nice
lot of win
on the weekends.
I'm working on weekends.
I'm sorry.
Oh man,
thanks.
I'm just telling you. I'm just giving disseminated.
Yeah, whatever. Ferraris are cool too. What's that?
I didn't know.
Thanks for telling me.
They're probably there when you get off. Who knows? Probably start early. What time to start?
Why are you stirring it now, Josh?
Because it's floating at the top.
It's called the floater.
Yeah.
You have enough of these. You might be floating at the top.
Yeah. Let's try it again now that we finally have a real drink.
Yeah. Cheers. Seriously.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. There's the real Josh.
This guy,
now lick up all the tequila you spilled on the table.
Jesus.
Yeah. My son's going to drink that tomorrow morning.
Daddy, what is this?
Breakfast of champions.
It tastes like burning. Oh, now that is a little strong now.
Told you.
This doesn't taste like what you... This isn't the original. This is like four shots in it now.
Dude, you saw me make it right now.
Did you pour one and a half in the first one?
No.
You poured one and a half in this one.
No, I poured two. I'm serious.
It does taste...
The top one is two shots. The bottom one is... That smaller one is one shot.
Well, then right now we have four shots in this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah. Yes, we do. Because he poured two of the big ones. I watched him. He poured two of the big ones in there. The first time he poured one big one and one little one.
No, I didn't. I poured two big ones in the first one.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
It's about twice as strong as the one before.
Yeah. This is like burning the back of my throat.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of bitching right now. I really do. I'm like, I know what I made.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're not the best.
I know what I made. I know what I made.
Yeah, well, you know.
And did a double shot.
I saw what you made.
Exactly. Yeah. And the only time I used the single shot.
And now
shot,
I'm tasting it, and it tastes exactly what I thought I saw you make.
The only single shot. The only time I used the single shot was for the grenadine, because grenadine overpowers.
Grenadine does not overpower.
I've watched you.
I'm serious.
Is it grenadine in that big giant blue bottle?
Yes, it is.
Arizona drink. I wonder if this is what John McCain drinks.
John McCain doesn't drink.
You serious?
It's
no, yes, it's Johnny. Nice guy. Come on, I thought you were serious.
Why?
He has to drink.
Why?
He's a war vet.
What does that mean? Does. There's lots of war vets that don't drink.
Yeah, he's got
flashbacks.
He's got to quell the pain.
Yeah, PTSD.
No, no, he's fine. Lived. He has malaria to do that.
He's the Maverick.
Oh my gosh.
He has chronic malaria.
Did you get malaria there?
Yeah, I would think so. Isn't everybody?
That's why he's all jacked up, right? Because they like tied him up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can't put his arms up.
Yeah.
He can't salute.
Yeah, poor guy.
It sucks. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty
I was like listening to him. I'm like, pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's a very matter of fact.
I like that.
It's like ever since he had that life and death thing with his brain surgery, like he just started making the right decisions. Like he stuck by his own guns. He doesn't care who's supporting him. He just does it.
Yeah. I feel like he did that before.
He kind of did, and then he kind of lost his way, and then he came back.
Well, when you're ever president, he had to like, you know,
tease everybody
down.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good. I almost maybe would have voted for him. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He seemed like he was okay.
Could have been worse.
Going back to this, I really did do double shots. Four shots on the first one, the silver. I really did.
Okay.
So you know.
We're just fine.
Doesn't matter.
No, dude.
I do like this tequila.
I'm making this.
I do. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Patron. I like what's something that like burns and has a taste.
Yeah.
Patron's juicy.
This has a really floral taste, though. I like this.
I like
it. It has like a nice.
I have
on its own. I like it. It's really nice.
I have the Casa Añejo at home. I wish I could have brought it. Then we could at least compare that one too.
Why are you wishing? What happened?
Well, because you guys said you guys had tequila already. I was like, why are we going to have three
guys? Here.
Yeah, we're good.
You have Añejo?
I don't have any right now.
No. I have another Reposado.
No, it's fine.
Let's just do that. Tassadores and Añejo.
You know what's good? I mean, I got a bit. Is that Casamigos.
You know what's really good? Mm-hmm. Don Julio.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Don Julio 1942 is really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like $125 a bottle.
Yeah. The thing is so clean.
You know, it's even better than that. Jose Cuervo.
Is it really?
Best.
I like it. I think it has a really nice taste.
Really? I don't know.
Okay. I would rather have a 1942 than a Johnny Blue. How about that?
I totally agree. It doesn't seem like Johnny Blue is really great.
Johnny Walker Blue?
Yeah.
What'd you have? What's your takeaway from it?
I have not drank enough Don Julio 1942 or whatever.
Okay, well, what about Johnny Blue?
It's peaty. It's for a mix. It's so damn expensive. I don't think it's worth it.
Thank you.
It's a blended scotch.
Yeah, I mean, I used to go to tastings because it was $10. But, yeah.
Thank you.
I never really liked it. Someone gave me a bottle of red. And it's literally what I give people that when I ask them what they like to drink. And they're like, oh, I'll have a scotch. Because, like, they know I'd like to drink scotch. And I'm like, oh, really? And then, like, I kind of quiz them. I give them that. I don't like them.
I had the double black there. But
that was actually really nice.
That's not too bad. I had that at a wedding. Is that the like double peated or whatever?
I think so. Yeah, it's
a mellow, double mellow. We had it at a horse place.
Does the job.
Oh. Well, I had a peated one then. Oh, maybe is there a black peated or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I had that one at a wedding. That one was not bad.
Mm-hmm. I would still rather take a Jameson like castmate one versus that stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, that was good. That was awesome. That was such a good buy. That was a really nice taste.
Oh, was that the one we got a while ago? You know,
yeah, you got
it. See it around.
You did the double barrel. We did the black barrel, and we did the stout barrel.
You know, that thing is discounted now. Sometimes I see it in the places.
People don't know about it, man.
It's delicious.
The Jameson what? Double barrel?
Cask barrel.
Cask barrel. That's okay. Good. I like that. But we mixed it, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
We had it straight like on ice, I think.
I'll buy a bottle because you guys left it here, and it was really nice. I drank that like, it was a big bottle.
I finished it off next morning.
You suckers.
I finished it off next morning and walk my little boy to school. It was in my coffee.
You saying that's wrong?
Okay. I mean, you were just walking, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That
happens
all the time.
PTA Dan.
Got it. See, you need a nickname like that. That's a nickname that's awesome.
There's a lot of dads around here. It's no ass.
I've looked out and had a lot of cool nicknames, but just how they came about, maybe not so great.
Yeah, that happens. Josh, you still need money.
You just need to have some adventures.
I have adventures.
Like real adventures where you come up with
a Bushmaster. I'll tell you.
Bushmaster.
It's so good. It is good. Dude, that's a sweet Macallan hat.
Thanks. I got a tasting a long time ago when you know, companies had money. And they were just doing really cool things.
Yeah. I used to go to those. Those were fun.
Yeah. This was down in L.A. at some really big, like...
Athletic club?
No, it wasn't. I went to that one. This was, like, the year after that where they had it in some...
I don't know. It had, like, a really cool, like, wrought iron garden outside. And there was, like, this huge hall. It was really cool. Yeah. So I don't even remember that place. It was nice. It was cool.
Way to go, Bushmaster.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up, like, texting Hannah.
I know. Are you in the middle?
Not going to make it. Not going to make it.
Okay, so I'm curious about the components.
10 shots in already.
There's like, okay, there's this thing that, there's this cocktail called a Negroni. And basically, if you take out the main spirit, like, it's gin, Campari, and vermouth. If you take out the main liquor, then it becomes another drink.
Yeah, so those bitter Italian ones.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like, if you put in bourbon...
They say it's good in hot weather, but I don't know if I can...
It is. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 320 Main has a Negroni week if you want to go.
No,
I don't know. It sounds gross.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you guys all suck balls.
I mean,
you suck balls.
Yeah, you suck balls.
I would love to be known as Negroni Josh.
How about suck balls, Josh?
You can't give yourself your own nickname, Coco the Monkey.
Yeah.
Maybe Coco the Monkey.
T-bone. Anyways, I wanted to know, like, what if we use orange juice, grenadine, and rum? Like, what would it be called? You know, like, what is it?
What would we create?
It's called download the app where you can... plug in your library of stuff that I just downloaded last night because I remembered I had an app like that before.
What? Yeah, an app like that you...
Yeah, they're like all these bar apps. You download... The app, like, you plug in whatever you have in your shelf.
Oh, I see.
And it tells you what you can make with it.
Oh.
I found it.
I already have that. Usually I just do it.
It's called a rum sunset.
Oh. Sunset.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
So tequila sunrise with the tequila, and then if you put rum instead of tequila, it becomes a rum sunset. Man, I should have brought.
I think
the
we should go to Iceland.
That's not a very good. That's not a very good name.
It's not, but
they drink like some like licorice tasting thing. I forgot what it's called.
I would go double rum on this. You know what I mean? Double rum.
I bet you would.
Yeah, like I go a light rum and then go spice rum.
Then it becomes like a tiki drink,
which I would love. You were freaking awesome that night.
I know.
Thank okay.
I went last night.
You tore up that girl.
What are you fucking talking about?
The girl from Juilliard.
Oh, what are you talking about, dude? Oh,
the one you danced with.
That sounds so bad, you know.
What are you talking about? I was talking about dancing. What are you talking about?
That sounds horrible.
Why does it sound horrible? If you when people
20 Main, we met Juilliard dancer, and he's the wrong metaphor.
No, because
up. Like,
when people say they want to dance, they say like they want to tear up the floor or they, you
tear
know,
up the dance floor. Yeah, they do say
tear
that.
Up the dance floor. You don't say tear her up. Yeah. It's like a whole different
that metaphor was
still different reference.
Movie Dirty Dancing or Footloose or Chorus Line. Jesus. No one says that.
It was in Step Up 2.
No, neither of us watched that movie.
Step Up 2 app out.
You should probably not say that again.
Yeah,
they call you Step Up Josh.
I saw Step Up 2 because I had a friend
who dated
her. And we went to a premiere because he is dating her. And that's the only reason I saw Step Up 2.
Whatever.
Alright, let's change that.
It's not either of your proudest moments.
All right,
that was the one with Jessica Alba. It has some redeeming.
Jessica Alba was the biggest tease in Hollywood.
No.
Never, ever seen anything.
Yeah.
Big cock tease.
Why are you whispering that? Why are you fading out, dude?
Why is that news? And why did you say it negatively? That's fine.
It's not fine.
Come on. Like, you never saw Meg Ryan, like, naked.
I don't want to see Meg Ryan naked ever.
You don't?
No.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it's, you didn't.
Or
no.
Who?
You
Molly Ringwald?
No.
This is your fantasy?
No, dude.
Yeah, what is this?
Kelly
can we
like,
not go into
like
this
Kelly
right
LeBrock.
Now?
Could be like Kelly LeBrock or like, I don't know. Dude.
Ew, gross. Kelly LeBrock.
What? Screw you, Dan. We talked about weird science.
Weird science totally holds up. I saw it about a month ago. is still...
I'll say it does. Holds up the tent. Yep, like...
Oh. There you go.
There you go. Holds up the tent. Josh likes sound effects. It's great.
I do love sound effects. I wish we had more of it on our show.
Start pressing buttons.
Exactly. Whoop. Anyway, I can hook something up that can do that.
Don't do that.
No, please don't. No, we're good.
We could have weird science like clips. He's gonna take shit. Then he's gonna kill us. Chet.
Anyways, we'll start to wrap it up here, just because, you know, we've done everything we can for Arizona.
Because we want to drink more.
Arizona.
Not, yeah. What? Arizona, I mean, sucks. Who wants to go there?
I know.
I mean, no, come on.
I'm just kidding. People are super nice. No, I just went there.
Do they still not have MLK Day there?
What the hell?
You told us not to talk about stuff. What? Is that real?
Why is that?
Yeah, they didn't. They said they voted against it.
Stop that.
No, it might be. Just got it, or they still don't.
No,
they do not celebrate it.
No,
why would I pick that up?
How could you not celebrate? It's a national holiday.
Well, we were talking about how they suck.
It's like a federal holiday.
This is a good reason why they don't.
The people there were so nice.
I'm not saying they're not nice. And this, all jokes aside, I'm sure that it's everything's fine, and they've adopted it.
They just don't. You know.
Okay, so fact: Arizona didn't recognize the MLK Day until 1992.
Wow.
After losing millions of dollars when the National Football League Super Bowl boycotted the state in protests, the last state to adopt MLK was New Hampshire in 1999.
Did I stutter?
Who goes to New Hampshire? Who? Oh, man. What do they drink? Nothing. It must be a water state. Watch.
Drink water.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Drink water.
Dude. Tangent fact. Three states celebrate Confederacy on MLK Day.
Wow. Is it Alabama?
Alabama is one of those states.
How did I know?
Mississippi, Arkansas celebrate the birthday of Confederate General Robert E. Lee on the same day.
How's Arkansas? Arkansas is like progressive.
That's like, just like a slap in the face to do it on the same day. What a bunch of jerks. I'm sure they're really nice. Yeah.
Well... MLK means different things to different people, unfortunately. Arizona, thank you for bringing us together.
Arizona, thank you for bringing us together.
And is that bringing us to a close on the sunset?
Let's just start with, end with a positive. So what are we excited about this week or this episode? Anything?
I'm super jazzed to get another one after this.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
I am done after this.
I'm glad that Dan's not angry about this drink this week.
Exactly.
I'm excited that that summer is just around the corner. I'm really excited about summer.
Why?
I don't know, it just feels like, lots of times it just feels like life just goes on. But this time, like, I feel like summer's here, I feel like it's some sort of, like, excitement, like freedom for some reason.
Like Braveheart?
Maybe, yeah, sort of. I think it's because maybe I substitute teach on Mondays, and then I don't have to do it all summer. Uh-huh. I get my free day back. But then I do like that extra money.
A little dab of that. It's fun. Thanks.
All right.
Perfect.
Josh, that's what you started about? All right, let's
No, actually. We want to close with outro. Basically, line that we picked up.
If you're learning, you're not drunk. Cheers.
No, wait a minute. You wrote this with my biggest pet peeve. If you're learning, that's a possessive learning. Artard. Jesus.
Sounds like my wife. She's an editor.
You're not drunk. Yours is not drunk.
What should it say? How should it say if you say
it's Y-E-I-R.
Y-E-I-R.
Just tell us how to do it. Give us your attention.
You just made my head implode. Like,
come on, tell us what to say.
I-R? What the?
Tell us what to say.
From Arkansas?
Robert wants us to do it. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
You're excited, right? But you didn't get your. Because
you are.
if you are learning, yeah, you are not drunk. That's what Robert wants to drive at.
Not stoked about
that. See you guys for part two, Arizona. We're going to be doing melon cocktails.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
Oh, it'll be very melancholy.
Wow. Remember Hubba Bubba, that ice cream, that
this is bubblegum. Yeah, I just had some. Awesome melon. I had some the other day, but baby shower. It's great.
Oh, they had a great watermelon flavor. At a baby shower, you had the gum?
They're like mixing candies and stuff. So.
Oh.
You chew it for like a minute and a half and it's just dead.
Yeah, it has no taste at all.
It's like mixing like cement in your mouth. And this like solidifies.
And you're like, oh.
It's like when a dentist takes like a mold in your teeth and like it all gets like solid at the same time. You know, that pink stuff they mush up.
Dude, grenadine has sulfites in it. Okay,
it's all mushy. It's all mushy.
Grenadine like, has sulfites in it.
Yes, grenadine has sulfites.
What the hell?
Everything has, everything has to have like sulfites so that it doesn't.
So that you have
this. Doesn't cure it. Like, so, all wine has sulfites because if you didn't, it would be perishable.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, it's terrible. Like,
this damn, them Chinese can't get their hands on it.
Thank you, Martin Luther King.
And on today,
thank you, Joe Arpaio.
And today's MLK Day comes to rap.
That's rap.
Thank you.
Yes.
Beep beep. I'm a sheep.
Beep beep.